with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden and top military officials attending the return of three soldiers killed in last week's drone attack in Jordan. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
On the tarmac at Delaware's Dover Air Force Base, the president stood with his hand over his heart as each flag-draped transfer case was removed from a large military transport plane. He was joined in the dignified transfer by the First Lady, the Defense Secretary, and the Joint Chiefs Chairman. Earlier, Mr. Biden met privately with the families of the service members. On Thursday, he honored the fallen soldiers, saying they risked it all. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, in consumer news, there's another vehicle recall, and this one's big. Rita Foley has more.
Tesla's recalling almost every vehicle it has sold in the U.S. The problem is the warning lights on the instrument panel. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the brake, park, and anti-lock brake warning lights have a smaller font size than required, and that can make critical safety information hard to read, thereby increasing the risk of a crash. This recall covers the models S, X, 3, and Y from various years. It even covers the brand new 2024 Cybertruck. The fix is an online software update. I'm Rita Foley.
A small plane crashing into a Florida mobile home park. A pilot and two people on the ground died. Early reports cite engine trouble as the cause. Much of Alaska has plunged into a deep freeze, with temperatures colder than minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit in recent days in some places. Anchorage seeing some of its coldest temperatures in years. The Dow ahead 195 points and the NASDAQ adding 280. This is SRN News. A leading pro-life group will spend big on the 2024 elections.
Officials with SBA Pro-Life America plan to raise more than $90 million and reach at least 10 million voters in the run-up to November 5th. Volunteers for the organization will knock on 4 million doors across eight battleground states, including North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelser says, quote, life is the human rights issue of our time and the pivotal issue in 2024 elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
All right, well, lawmakers have declined to advance a bill that would have stripped so-called gender identity from the state's civil rights laws. It reached the first step in Iowa's lawmaking process this week, but it was rejected by three members of a House Judiciary Subcommittee. Sexual orientation and gender identity were not originally included in Iowa's Civil Rights Act of 1965. They were added by the Democrat-controlled legislation in 2007. This is SRN News. On the international front, Russian President Putin describes Moscow's military action in Ukraine as a battle for Russia's survival. That's as he campaigns for re-election next month and balloting that he's all but certain to win.
Speaking at a meeting with arms industries workers, Putin declared that the vast majority of Russians support his cause. He said, if the public hadn't felt that way, nothing would have happened. We're doing what people expect us to do. He again argued that sending troops into Ukraine was necessary to protect Russian speakers in eastern Ukraine and stop what he described as attempts by Washington and its NATO allies to encroach on Moscow's vital security interests. Ukraine and its Western allies have denounced it as an unprovoked act of aggression. I'm Charles Philodesma.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.